We should write for others as we would have others write for us. John Netland.
Luke Hankins will graduate from the Indiana University MFA program in May 2009. He is an associate editor of Asheville Poetry Review, and his poems have appeared in the Cortland Review, Marginalia, The Other Journal, Poetry East, and Southern Poetry Review, among other places. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Luke, what have you written for us?
This poem is called Choir Master. I require of you the fat man, the farter, the spastic drooling on her sleeve. Come, chain smokers, bring the deaf boy and his grandfather. Where is the man with the artificial voice box? I need him now. Have so few rappers come? Call them, get them here. Assemble the children and their cats and dogs. I want the lisper in this section on my right. Call the nurses at the nursing homes to wheel the bedridden in. I need the coughers and the burpers right here beside the shrill old ladies. Run to the door one last time. Call people from the street. Any who come are fit to stay. The hour is upon us. The drunks in the back row have already begun their ruckus. The yodelers and the karaoke enthusiasts can hardly contain themselves. This is the Gloria Patri. If you can sing, sing. If you can only croak, croak like you've never croaked before. This poem is called Adam, and I have as an epigraph the etymology of the name, which comes from the Hebrew word Adama, which means earth or ground. So Adam. We're losing him. I sat him down for a picture yesterday, and he wouldn't smile. All he'd say was, "My leaves are gone." He sighed like the winter wind was in his lungs. When we had the photo developed, I saw a body of branches, a head of brush. He wrote, "Son of Earth," on the reverse. From somewhere deep inside him came a call. His teacher called me just last week to tell me what he'd done at recess, cornered a girl, touched her cheek, said, "Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone." She recoiled as if she had been struck, and people say she's starting to turn odd. The veins that once were tucked unseen beneath her skin now look like thin branches, and she smells of sod. I'm afraid he won't last long. He's taken to standing on the lawn for hours at a time, swaying there or lying silent in leaf piles. He doesn't seem to mind what's happening. He's quiet mostly, though he shakes with sighs and shivers now and then. I just wish he'd touch me so I, too, could follow him. This is Failure. Failure makes itself at home wherever you are. It is at ease. It's as intimate as a disease, as aloof as a cat already fed. It's underfoot, it's overhead, it's in your way, it's at your back, it's sudden and unhurried. It taps you on the shoulder, it shakes your left hand. It turns you around and it takes your belt, it knows your name but calls you something else. It sits and watches your reflection in the mirror. It writes your signature on every form you turn in, on every painting you complete.
You've been listening to poems by Luke Hankins on The Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.